Good evening, everyone. This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Pardon me. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Did a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m.? Still has not done so. After a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in?
In to KPR.
In to KPR. Rich, how are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing great. Just got home not more than, I'll say, 5 minutes ago. I was over at a friend of mine's house. We had homemade pasta sausages. On a day like today. Not like tonight. And while I was over there, we were kind of fighting to get the water. One of the drains to clear up. It was frozen. And finally got that done. Got water in the house. So, nice interesting day. Chilly one, to say the least. And, but it turned out to be a nice sunny day anyway. Nice clear sky tonight. Sometimes I wish I had a telescope so I could look at the sky again. Without the ambient light around here. I know it'd be beautiful. I sat up on top of Star Hill one day. Just sitting there stargazing and it was gorgeous. Especially during the meteor shower. Boy, it was a fantastic sight. But I guess I'm looking to heaven because that's where I want to go. God might have other plans for me. In any case, got to ask you a question, Bob. There's no meeting in February or March?
No, sir. Normally, usually past February and March, mainly due to attendance. You know, we just don't have enough people to attend. That was one of the cases that happened this past, well, this month on the 19th. And, yeah, sometimes it's a little bit difficult, you know. Things are happening. People are either taking a vacation or going away, and you have, you know, kids on different things, situations with that. So, yeah, we kind of skip that and usually pick it up in April and then go on through the rest of the summer. So, I know it's a long explanation, but I don't totally have a handle on it myself. Sometimes there are different circumstances that cancel with that.
Yeah, I understand that. I was just, you know, expecting to hear things are going to be in February, and then you said by then, whoa, just a couple of months there. That's understandable. The only reason I don't go to meetings is because I have difficulty getting up steps. And when I told Doctor I'd climb up about 8 or 9 steps, he says, absolutely not. So, I guess there's no more climbing steps for me. But it'd be nice if we'd get a meeting over here, say, once every 4 months or so. Because it's handicapped accessible. And, you know, see if we can get that room downstairs and have a meeting. Might even pick up some more people from around here. Never know. Thank you. Bye-bye. To keep you.
Okay, Rich. Yeah, there's a lot to be said for that. I know there's a few steps going in, you know, coming up to the level there by the door. And then, of course, most of the time we have a meeting upstairs, so you probably have, I think there's about 12 or 13 steps that way. So it's a bit of a climb. I know I feel it with my asthma and everything else that I got going. Sometimes it makes me out of breath, you know, for a few minutes, but I think the legs suffer more than I do. Anyway, well, thank you for checking in, Rich, and you have a good evening and a great day tomorrow. I'm glad we had some sunshine today. You know, that worked out pretty nice, and good for recharging the batteries, as George will contest to when he gets on. But anybody with solar certainly would appreciate the sun, along with, I'll tell you what, the vitamin D is good too. Great for the body. Okay. This is N5AOW. Are there any other portable battery powered or mobile stations wishing to check in?
Catch that if you get to the all stations. This is N2PFM, Bob. Good evening.
Yeah, okay, George. Yeah, I've got Echo Link. Check in.
Good double.
Okay, we'll make another call here for Echo Link. Are there any Echo Link stations that would like to check in?
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through the Echolink system from Oneonta. And it looked like there was another station in here. I'm not sure. He may be having some problems, so hopefully he'll be able to get back in if he's not there right now.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. That second Echolink station, come now if you can get in with us.
All right, Bob, yeah, KD2FM back here. Be advised, that was WV2S. I believe that was Sal from Florida, so I'm not sure if maybe he lost connectivity, so hopefully he'll be able to get back in. KD2FM back to net.
Okay, Kevin, KD2FM and 5AOW, how was your day? I hope you had a sunny one like we did up here.
Hey, Bob, and hello to everyone up north. Yeah, actually, you guys lucked out because you got a little more sun than we got here down in the central southern tier. And like I say, I'm in Oneonta, so we were a little bit closer to that storm. We did not see any snow. The snow band basically is down in the lower Hudson Valley at this point, racing through. So none of us saw snow up here, and it looks like the cloud cover kind of allowed you guys to see some sun where we didn't really get anything today. So got 20 degrees outside under cloudy skies as we speak. Took the dog out just a few minutes ago, and yeah, I'm just kind of relaxing and just kind of enjoying a Saturday for once. So kind of an interesting twist in events here for me. Well, with that, I won't hog the repeater. I'll send it back to Net Control. This is KD2FPM.
All right, Kevin. Well, I'm glad you had a good day anyway. And, yeah, hopefully we'll have a few more with sun. I'll tell you what, they really got pasted down there with that storm. Some of the places in Virginia I was looking on the website earlier, and they got anywhere from 32 to 38 inches, and some places almost 40. So, boy, I'll tell you what, that's a whole lot of snow for a lot of areas that aren't prepared for it. My heart goes out to them. I just hope they can get through it without too much problem. And geez, if they don't have to travel, don't get out on the road. Okay, well, that other station, maybe Sal can check in anywhere he can fit in. That'll be fine. If not, I'll make a call for him. little bit later on, and thank you for checking in, Kevin. You have a great evening. This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
GC2WI.
GC2NBU.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB through the Echo Lake system. Good evening.
Okay, we've got four. To make sure I didn't double with someone. We've got four more, and Bill, I'll start with you because you are on Echo Lake. I know we've got KC2MBU, KC2WI, and 2PFM. Bill, how did you fare through this storm and everything down in Pennsylvania?
KD2AIT, KA3TFB in the group. Good evening to everyone. It's about 3.5 inches here, very fine snow. I had trouble coming back from work last night. From 0 to 10, 10 being a road that's completely unpassable, I've had a 9. Try to keep the car on the road as best I could. Took an extra half hour just to get home for a good probably 7-8 miles. I feel sorry for all the ones in Bedford County that were just stranded there for such a long time without food and water. It's a disaster ongoing. And if there's anyone out there, you know, they'll have to suffer the cold temperatures again tonight. It's just not done right. Anyhow, back to net control, and we'll be listening in quiet mode. We have stepped out of a meeting here, and we're going to go back to it. So the best of the evening to everyone from KA3TFB, and back to net control, and thanks for being there. Over.
Bill, glad to hear from you, and I'm glad you at least made it home safe. I know there were different people that were stranded out on the roads, and I heard through a friend of mine that a lot of the roads in your area and further down were just pure de-ice. You could have got home on ice skates quicker than you could have done with the car. Okay, you take care, stay safe, stay warm, and have a great day tomorrow. All right. We have KC2MBU, KC2WI, and we'll start with George, N2PFM.
Well, good evening, you brought everybody on the net. I don't know when Pete came in there, KC2WI, if he had been doubling with NBU or if that was a carrier chucker. Early when someone thought someone was doubling with you, it was a carrier chucker again. So, we have a low of 8, we've got 8 degrees now. We had a temperature today that started at 1 degree and went up to 21, and now it's down to 8 degrees. It's supposed to be down to 0 or below tonight. Fire going strong now. That will say God bless 73s and 2PFM clear.
Okay, George. Yeah, we had basically the same temperature here that you did. It was right at 1, and at one point almost warned me when the sun came out. Almost started to dip a little lower than I usually do for a little bit or a couple degrees and then goes up again. But yeah, it was chilly. Needless to say, it was cold, but at least we had some sun to complement it throughout the day. Okay, you have a good evening, George. Take care and stay warm. And KC2WI, Pete, how you doing?
KC2WI, not too bad. I managed to not exactly fritter the day away, but not do what I had wanted to do, which was since I was here and didn't head up north, get a couple computers down and call people and come pick them up. I didn't do that. I got later and later to the point where it was too late to do that. And I didn't get them done, but you know, I put my my new antenna up another 8 feet. I'm not sure what's going on. I got a That's another thing I didn't get to do was swap another radio onto it and see what happens. I can key up the fine repeater. I can key it up with almost no power, but I can't hear it. So either the receiver in the 746 Pro, the 2-meter receiver, is bonked, which is possible. Although it was just checked this summer, I guess, spring. Or something swacky, but Friday. I drove up to Krogan to do some work, and I could key up the repeater, but it wasn't. I couldn't receive it very good. That was with my old 2400. I think it's the 2400's in the car, and just a quarter wave, so it wasn't the greatest antenna, but. I talked to Charlie up there and fine, and he said, well, no, it was KB3FS. He says, oh, you're coming in real good. I said, well, I can hardly, you know, it's tough. So I'm wondering if it's that repeater. I could actually key up Tupper Lake from here with this, which is amazing. And I can't get Blue Mountain. I could key up Old Forge. So... I don't know what's going on. I'm wondering. I got to get a hold of the carrier. Maybe he'll check into the Lewis County Roundtable in the morning. I want to ask him if he's checked the power output on his repeater lately, because it just acts to me like, you know, the repeater's hearing good, but it's not transmitting that good. And, the only thing is I don't have a way to measure the sensitivity of my receiver here. The only thing I can do is swap to another radio, which I still may get. I don't know if I'm going to do it tonight or not. But anyway, so that's about the only... I really didn't get outside to do that until fairly late, because I kept doing one more thing and making a phone call and this and that. And it was cold. It just seemed like a cold day. Not that much colder than... not that much colder necessarily than when I was up in Lake Pleasant and snowmobiling, but I guess it's just because I didn't get out early, you know, and didn't really, probably could have put another layer on and all that. But anyway, so that's, that's what was going on today. I'm looking at a schematic of a CTCSS sniffer circuit that this guy built using a little programmable, PIC, and it's a very simple circuit, and obviously he's got some firmware there. He said he's added to three old Kenwood 2-meter rigs that don't have, you know, tone, PL tone, and it works great. So, it's interesting. I guess I'm going to have to start working with these things and learn how to use them, because they are so handy, and it's amazing what you can do with a very, very few components in one of these little programmable devices. KC2WI.
Not much talk about tonight. It's getting cold, and I'm locking up. I'm going to call it a night.
Boy, I hear that, I'll tell you what, Ray. One of the cold nights we've been having, all you want to do is get comfortable in a warm chair and either have a sweater on or blanket to throw over you. Just take a little bit of chill away and get cozy warm. I know I find it more and more with blood thinners I take that it's easy getting the chill, or at least feeling cool. So you need to have something to keep you warm. Okay, well, you have a great evening, and stay warm. At least we didn't get that storm they got down that way. I'm certainly glad of that one. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-in.
This is KD2EIT.
KA27Z, just taking out the guy. Get ready for the other net about KA27Z.
Okay, here are two more. Jack, how you doing? KA2ZNZ and Jeff, KD2AIT. Jeff, how you doing this evening?
Hi, good evening. It's KD2AIT. We're doing good. We're up here at camp tonight, me and my sons, and came up last night and got in here and drove that snowmobile all the way up here on the trailer, and I got it off the trailer after I sent the kids into the camp, and you know, I got it, you know, set them in on their way, and I couldn't get that snowmobile started to save my life. So eventually I just unhitched the trailer and drove the truck into camp and put a sign on the snowmobile that I'd be back later. And we came back, well, the boys went up this morning, and they got fooling around with it, and they got it started, and they drove it down here. So anyway, we did a lot of shooting today. Another goofing off around here at camp, and we lit off a big brush pile that we had buried up here waiting for a big snowstorm so we could finally light it off. And it was still, with all that rain we had earlier on the season, the pile was pretty wet. So we did get most of it burnt, if not all of it. And then we had a late dinner, and we're getting ready to go to bed. And I was actually getting ready to turn in, and I looked at the clock and I saw it was 9 o'clock, so I tried to check in here to the net before I dozed off to sleep. But we've had a good time up here. Long day, sunny, like you said. Charged up the solar batteries here after we warmed down a little bit yesterday. And that's about all I have to report. So KD2AIT, back to you, Bob.
Okay, Jeff. Yeah, I'm glad you at least enjoyed the day, and the young ones got the sled going. I know what that's like. Sometimes they just don't want to fire and when it's real cold. I'm reluctant to do it, but every once in a while I get, if I have that problem, which hasn't happened in the last number of years, but I used to give them a little sniff of starting fluid. Not a whole lot, but just enough to spark its interest. Little play on words there. So yeah, it's time for stay warm and stay dry. That's pretty much it. Okay, Jeff, you have a good evening, and take care. Have a great day tomorrow. And yeah, we'll see if Jake's got a little time to jump in here. KA2ZNZ. No, probably not. Probably off on the other repeater. Sure, I'll catch up with him a little later on, not too far away. Okay, I'll make a final call. Anyone care to check in? This is N5AOW. This is
KC2QQR. Good evening, this is Chuck.
KC2QQR. Chuck, how are you doing? How was your day or your evening?
My day was pretty good. KC2QQR. Kind of I don't know, warm. I've been staying inside all day. Getting over the, I've had this sinus infection or something, but I don't know. Just been hanging around the house, watching all the other places get a whole bunch of snow and this and that, and that's about it. Surfing around on the internet, and I don't know, not that much else. So, that's enough.
All right, very good, Chuck. Yeah, I'll tell you, it's one of those days. You either get outside and you enjoy the sun, or you stay warm inside, and I did a little bit of both today. Tweaked my back again, and I wasn't too thrilled about that, but have to take it easy and let it kind of settle down a little bit. All right, well, you have a good evening, and have a great day tomorrow. Thank you for checking in. This is N5AOW. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Just a quick comment.
Okay.
A lot of people don't realize that there's winter gas and there's summer gas, and it's a different volatility. The winter gas is designed to be able to vaporize at lower temperatures, and the summer gas is designed not to vapor lock at higher temperatures. And so I don't know if Jeff grabbed a gas can from the garage that had September gas in it, that might be his snowmobile problem.
Yeah, that's a good point, Ray. And there is a difference. I know I run premium in anything with small engines because I can get it without the ethanol in it. Anything over 30 days with ethanol, it's already starting to turn. Jeff, if you copied that, Ray's comment, feel free to jump in. Well, I guess not, but that's a very good point there, Ray, and yeah, something to keep in mind. I know with the fuel I use, I haven't had any problem in any event with any of them, but there is a difference. Like you say, you know, it's formulated different, and it reacts different in cold weather.
Yeah, we'll get a car in that we... we bought in October, and if it sits outside and it's 10, 15 below zero, the gas in that's still summer gas, and it won't start. It'll flood, and the only way you get it started is pushing it indoors and letting it sit overnight.
Yep, that's certainly for sure. Okay, well, any other comments, queries, or late check-ins, come down. Not hearing any, I'll now close the Black River Valley service set. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. Want to thank Chuck, Jack, Jeff, Bill, Ray, Pete, George, and I think Sal tried to check in. There's Kevin also down in Oneonta. Hang in there for a minute, and Sal, if you're listening, would like to check in on Echo Lake, feel free to come now.
N5AOW, KD2FPM here. Be advised, Sal did not make it back in.
Okay, very good, Kevin. Thank you for the heads up on that one, because I don't have a facility here that I need to set something up where I can utilize that on my computer. All right. With that in mind, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. A good evening to everyone. Have a great day tomorrow. N5ALW clear.
KC2NBU, KC2WI. KC2NBU, KC2WI.
Yeah, go ahead, Pete.
pretty good. I gotta wonder, it said it was just updated, so it must be still there. But don't they have snow? They must have snow in Utica. I thought there was quite a bit of snow down there from this storm that, you know, we didn't get any up here.
Oh, on the top of the page it said the ad was 22, it was posted 22 days ago. And it probably wasn't the first time he's posted it.
The page says last updated 123. I don't know if that means the guy went in there or what, but it, you know, I'm not sure what that means on Craigslist. It's been a while since I've looked.
Well, that's when he probably renewed it to put it up at the front again. But again, by the looks of the green grass, who knows, maybe he'll take, you know, $1,200, $1,500 for it. Because a new one just like that is $3,000.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to contact them. It'd be worth it. You know, like you say, you're going to have it forever. And I could sell my John Deere probably for $500. You know, just wait till the next big snowstorm here. It's easier to sell a $500 one than an $1,800 one. So, you know, I should get a hold of them and find out. But no, I was just saying. Well, okay, I could see him not selling the thing when the grass was green and, you know, there was no snow and it didn't look like there was any winter, but you'd think with the storms, I think that latest lake effect from looking at the maps that I saw was like right down through that way, you know, missed us, but it was, maybe it was more over towards Syracuse, I don't know, maybe it missed Utica too.
Utica hasn't seen a real winter yet. I still have people calling for snow tire prices that still haven't bought their snow tires yet. They're waiting for winter to arrive. Look at the snowmobilers. Snowmobilers down south of you. You know, even you. When was the first actual decent ride you went for? It was in the past few weeks. Everybody's gotten a late start. And this isn't a good time to sell things anyway, between school taxes, property taxes, and Christmas card, Christmas credit card bills.
In my notes. But then it went away. And it's actually, I guess, not as bad as I thought here. I didn't go out today. But, you know, we had a little bit of snow during the week, and it stayed cold. And everything looks pretty snowy here. But I was thinking of going out, just running down the trail, the railroad bed from here to Burris Crossing just to run my old machine and whatever, but I didn't get to it. But, well, I don't know. I'm not real good at making offers like that. But, hey, I guess it never hurts. Come down there with some, wave some green in front of somebody's face, and then, you know, maybe it's like you say, if it's been sitting there for a month, he says our best offer, so who knows what he considers a best offer.
Yep. Like I said, it's you put hands on that and keep it indoors and you'll never buy another snow blower again. And that's the motto that they advertise, will blow snow 52 feet.
It would just be so great. And, yeah, I mean, it'll last forever. It never gets that heavy a use, because some winters, well, mine got real heavy use there 2 weeks ago and hasn't been run since. And I think I ran it one other time. I just used it mostly to get the snowbank by the road out. So, you know, some years you run it a lot, but that thing's good enough for quality and that I don't think, very rarely you're going to really strain it all that much. But, yeah, one I got here has got regular oil in it, and I don't think that one's worth putting AMS oil in it. I think it burns too much. I don't think those Tecumseh engines are all that tight, you know, and it uses some oil. It doesn't smoke or anything, but I know it does, it, you know, it uses some.
Well, I found that all snow blowers are worthy of AMSOIL because at 0 degrees, regular oil is solidified. And my old Tecumseh, my old, what was it, an MTD, I put a big snowmobile handle on it because the handle used to pop out of between my fingers. It would pull over so hard. And I put the big loop handle on like a snowmobile would have, and you'd yank on that, and it tipped the thing right over because the oil was froze. And, you know, that was a $100 special. So I put AMS oil on that, and golly gee, was it starting one pull.
Yeah, mine gets a little stiff, but I've got an electric starter on it, so if it's really stiff, you know. But I actually have not used that. I can't remember the last time I actually had to use electric starter. Usually, you can get it to turn over enough. It'll pull a little gas in and make a spark, and all it takes is one or two pops. And it's sort of like a challenge, you know, but yeah. That, if you keep storing outside, which I do, because I don't have, even if it was inside, it wouldn't be in a heated garage, it does get kind of stiff, so. Anyway, yeah, one more thing to put on the list, but it's probably worth investigating, and not an expense I was planning, but, you know, average it out over the next 20 years, it's not that much money. KC2WI.
Yep, well, like I said, the AMS oil is good to 60 below, and petroleum oil won't pour out of the bottle at zero. But the thing is, even if you do get it started with petroleum oil,
it's going to stay cleaner longer, too.
Yeah, well, that's, again, the nice thing about the AMS oil is it doesn't go bad. It eventually gets contaminated, but it doesn't go bad. And so if it's still clean, you just leave it in there another year. I've had the same oil in mine for like 4 or 5 years now, and it's still clean. But again, it doesn't see a lot of use. So it's, you know, it doesn't make good business sense to put $3 oil in a $3,000 piece of equipment.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to read the ad a little more closely. Get the guy's phone number or email or whatever's on there, and get a hold of him, and maybe take a trip down sometime. Probably not tomorrow, but you know, well, maybe I'd get a hold of him at least, and see if he's really still got it, and see if I can get any inclination of how much he might be willing to deal just by talking to him, you know.
Yeah, up on the top of the ad, left-hand corner, there's a reply button. You click on that, and then you click on email. I don't think there's a phone number listed. You just click on email, and you know, then go ahead and give them your number, and you know, have them text you or call you or email you back, whatever, when you can come look at it. And if you get his number, you know, you can get his address and punch it in your Garmin.
Well, I won't work in my Garmin. That's a real handheld in the woods GPS, but I have a TomTom I picked up at a yard sale, like new, and I don't know where it is because I didn't leave it in the car. But that would work, you know. That'd be a good test of the thing. I've only played with it a couple times, and mostly I know exactly where I'm going, so I don't bother. It was a novelty. I fooled around with it a little bit, and I haven't taken a big trip since. So it got put in the box someplace, and I'll have to get it. But, you know, unless it's some oddball place, it's just as easy. If it isn't too way out, you just, you know, go to
map quest or something, and usually it's not too hard. It's good. I think the navigational GPS is probably the best thing. Is that like in snowstorms or at night or something where you really can't see where the hell it is you're supposed to turn. You know, you just don't know. In the daytime, sometimes it's not too bad. But I'll have to dig the thing out here and maybe use that. Anyway, thanks for the link, and I'll let you know what happens. KC2WI.
KC2MBU clear.
This is KA2ZZ to the American Lights. Traffic on emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. You're welcome. Please wait for the tail drop from your repeater. Stay tuned and send in, please.
This is N2PFM, November 2, Papa Foxtrot, Mike. Good evening, Jack, no traffic.
It's KPR, hi, Jack.
5AOW.
KC2MBU, good evening, no traffic.
Okay. I have some other phones from there from the other repeater, but I've got N2PFM, George, N2KPR, Rich, N5AOW, Bob, KC2MBU, Ray. Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated. Any other stations, with or without service? Thank you all for checking in tonight, much appreciated. 73 Swall, have a good evening, and good day tomorrow. KA2 Zanoza.